Hey, suckers, thanks for staying for the show. If you want to see the show, you sit down. Well, go away and shut up. It's Scott Brewer's podcast with Scott Brewer, John Egan, and me. I'll wait for a second.
Oh, boy. Yay!
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Everyone looks really shocked or surprised. Like,
they seem confused and frightened, man. I'll wait a minute.
Okay. Right. Hey, welcome. Hey, for the people that are looking at me like I just crashed their party, what's going on? This is Sky Ranger Podcast. It's a podcast that's recorded live in the Green Bay.
Every time you point up there, and it's not the thing you say.
I know. It's it's a Greener Lounge in GP, Wisconsin. I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff. Mike.
I'm Jeff.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, we just talk about stuff. It's funny, so just hang
out. Why are you so nervous?
I don't know.
Take control. This is your thing.
Okay, let me just say this so far. It's 2015, right?
Yes.
I haven't had anything to drink yet this year. So there's like seven people. See ya. And a girl.
They have to go back to, they're driving a long way.
They're driving a long way?
Yeah.
Oklahoma?
Hi, Manny.
They're from Detroit.
See ya.
Bye,
Chris.
Michael.
Sheena. Forrest.
Bye, Sheena Forrest.
Campbell.
You thought their names were Gina and Forrest?
No, I was just...
Out of all the names in the world.
I was making it seem like there's more people leaving. I was adding names in there.
Oh, okay.
That's the joke. I got to make sure I'm recording. Yeah, it's recording. I forgot one of the cords for the computer, so...
All right, 2015.
I'm just saying.
These people are deciding to leave right now. They're trying to kind of coolly decide, and but they did it too slowly, and I called them.
Yeah, it's like if this guy's just gonna mumble for 45.
I'm not gonna mumble.
Oh, free show, but it's a bullshit show.
It's a free bullshit show.
It gets better. It gets better.
It does. It's usually after the first.
Yeah.
That's worse that you said that.
Yeah,
that's worse. That
it really hurt. We're right here in front of you. You said.
You just
said. I mean, Parenthood. We got Parenthood on the DVR. It's the last
feet away from us. They said we got stuck here. We want to leave.
At least the good news is the girls in the front row aren't leaving.
Well, who? The one female in the front row is leaving.
It's a joke. I'm trying to make him.
She's laugh. With a guy too. A guy who. I'm baffled by this guy.
Why is he?
He's shorn his head.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, but then he's grown a full beard.
Yeah.
It weirds me out because one of our good friends, you look exactly like her boyfriend, and it's weird. Like, you're identical.
You weird us out in many ways. We're glad you're leaving.
Actually,
is Cameron your twin?
No.
That's I had to ask.
Like,
I
actually, know. He looks. If you cut like 2 feet off of him, not his.
Whoa, what?
No, like if you could like cut him up like below his shins.
You cut him up below
okay.
his shins.
If he shortened himself like a foot or two,
better way.
And moved the beard to his head,
he'd be a different person.
No.
And if he was black and had hooks for hands,
no. I could say that if he was 2 feet shorter and didn't have a beard.
Okay, you
he
point,
looked like anyone.
You pointed out that he sheared his head and he has a beard. I'm saying I had a roommate in college named Glenn that looks just like him. If he was, but Glenn was like 5 feet tall.
You didn't ask his name yet.
It's just, you're not Glenn, right? No. I was saying he's married and he lives in California. This is
Glenn or him?
Glenn. I don't know where he lives. I don't even know his name.
You close it to him.
It's a little early in the podcast to say this, but what is the podcast called?
Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
There you go. This is Scott, by the way, and he's ruined the podcast.
I don't usually no.
No, you don't usually. Usually, wait a little bit before you ruin it.
Okay, I have some topics.
Okay,
I've never seen one person be so nervous fumbling through a ginger ale can.
It's a delicious.
It is a delicious
refreshment. Is what I meant to say.
All right, go. 2015
drums. You talk about drums.
Drums.
We're not talking about drums at all.
I know.
But I was listening to podcasts.
Yeah,
he's brought the drums up multiple times. He has a note, and the note is drums. And he never elaborates on it. He never tells us what he wants to talk about. Then we ignore him, and we move on.
I know.
But he keeps bringing up drums.
He bring up,
yeah, this is like the fifth time.
But that's all he ever says is just drums.
You know what? I guarantee you, if you change the podcast to just drums... Tomorrow, our listenership would go through the roof.
It would
if someone was just like, "Whoa, is this podcast called drums?" Like, clearly, we're talking about drums, but we never talk.
The thing
about
is, the first time I wrote down, I actually had not a topic about drums, but then I forgot what I was going to mention about them. And the next time I brought it up, and then I was interrupted. So then the third time, I thought it was funny, and then I kept bringing it up every time since then. I always write it down first to say it,
You sound like the disappointing stepfather who is just like,
I was going to get a job, and I wrote it down, and I was going to go get a job, but I just didn't get a job.
I think it was about your band. Not you. Mike.
What? I don't have a band.
I was playing drums for you and CJ.
Oh, you did play drums for me.
But I can't remember what it was about.
Yes.
Drums? Sorry.
It's 2015.
I'm saying I haven't had any alcohol yet this year.
Okay.
Would you like some?
No.
We have a bar.
I just want to see how long I can last. Not all saying right. I'm alcoholic. Just want to see how long I can last without it before it turns into a thing.
Well, I would say you bringing it up now means a thing.
I know.
You just want to see how long it can go?
Yeah. Okay. Here's a topical situation, folks.
I try that most months and I make it to second day.
Second month. The speed limit sign. What?
So we're talking about alcohol right now.
Okay, go ahead.
No, cool.
What are you drinking, John? Vodka?
Yes.
Wine?
Wine.
Same thing every day, guys.
Every day.
That's the thing. I forgot to write 2015 down.
That'd be great if it was about drums and that brought us back.
No. Every year I decide what the theme for the year is.
Yeah.
Yes. I decide.
All right, Scott, what's your thing this year?
Variety. 2015, because
I thought you were going to say Verizon.
Verizon. That's my theme for the year, Verizon.
No, because like a couple years ago it was like the year of hats, and then a couple years after that I had the year
this
of...
This timeline already doesn't make sense. You said so a couple of years ago it was the year of hats, and then a couple years later...
I meant... This is a couple years later. It's the year of variety.
Oh my god, what was last year?
Last year I think was the year of fears.
Okay, and then what was the year before that?
Wait, what does that mean though?
I did fears. I had scary things happen. On purpose.
You purposely made scary things happen.
Yeah.
All right. We're not going to go into it. Three quick examples. Go. Things that you were scared of.
I swam in the ocean.
Okay, go.
I went on an airplane.
Okay.
I almost got a tattoo.
All right. Wait, it was scary to almost get a tattoo?
No, I was like, I should get a tattoo. And then I realized, no.
Why not?
Because.
I love my tattoo.
I never see it.
It's at my back shoulder blade. We don't go to the beach a lot because you don't go in the ocean. This was your first time this year.
Oh, shit. I got an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got an airplane.
Airplane and ocean are the same.
Yeah, you went on the same trip.
Yeah, there's I just,
one trip.
Yeah,
I
held a snake.
You didn't. You were like afraid to?
I don't want to. The snakes. Have you touched snakes?
Yeah, they're awesome.
No, they're not. They're all evil.
They're all evil.
They're all snakes.
Literally every single snake in Wisconsin is non-poisonous.
Doesn't matter. Okay, you look at a garter snake. Will it hit you?
It won't hit you.
It's head. That's what snakes do.
Wait, what do you mean hit me with his head?
It'll headbutt you.
And?
No. Where are you getting this information from?
Whoa. This is so irrational. What? The only thing that's scary about snakes is poison. And literally there are no poisons.
Or maybe biting. Never is anyone, I'm afraid that snakes is going to headbutt me.
The only thing that's scary about snakes is the fact that they might be poisonous. But in Wisconsin there are no poisonous snakes.
Incorrect, sir. What's the baseball team we have just south of here?
Timber Rattlers.
Why do you think they call them Timber Rattlers? There's Timber Rattlers in Wisconsin. I learned that from a Snapple fact.
You're right. You know what? The Snapple lady didn't really work at Snapple. That whole company's a lie.
Where did you learn that snakes will headbutt you? Where was that?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That's the real issue here. When has a snake ever... Show me one YouTube video where a snake has slithered up to a person and just headbutted them and the person freaked out.
I could probably make it.
No, but...
No, that wasn't the question at all.
You could just invent fears.
Okay.
I'm afraid of spiders. Why? They do math. Right?
I woke up one morning, and in my basement, my Sudoku puzzles were complete.
Done! Spider tracks everywhere.
I don't even know where to start from this. Okay, first of all,
You made up a fear. You made up a fear of snakes.
Snakes are real.
Yes.
You'd be the worst lawyer in the entire world. He stabbed him with a knife, but not his knife. What?
No, garter snakes, the little guys.
Yeah.
When they attack, they don't have any teeth or whatever, so they just like...
They're a foot long. No, you punched me in the shoulder.
Yeah.
A snake can't punch you.
No, but okay.
But garter snakes, how long are they the longest? Does anyone know? Like
this long?
Okay, a foot. How much force could they really headbutt you with?
It doesn't matter, John.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Okay, wait, hold on. When I said snakes are evil, when you see a squirrel, the squirrel doesn't go, I'm going to come up and bite you. If a snake is near you, he's like, I'm going to fucking headbutt you.
I guarantee you, if we look on statistics, more squirrels have bit humans than garter snakes. Yeah. Headbutted people.
Either way, I mean, yeah.
It's a toss-up.
But I bet most of the squirrel ones are like, they like try to touch the squirrel.
And I bet most of the snakes things is people fucking with snakes.
I don't try to touch them. I climbed on a chair because they were coming at me.
Wait, no.
They were, multiple snakes were coming at you.
Three garter snakes.
Yes.
And all you had to do was stomp, 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 and you, victory.
I had bare feet on, John.
How is it going to get...
still a victory.
It's going to headbutt you on your foot?
Yeah, I could do that. No, okay, when you're sitting there, okay, let's pretend. Just pretend, John, shh, close your eyes. No, close your eyes. Keep your eyes open. Pretend you're sitting here. Let's say this is your cubicle at work, and you're sitting here working.
All right. Wow, all right. Why is my cubicle so small?
It's full of snakes.
It's only the size of a stool.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay, first of all, one, if you're sitting there intending to work, and someone does this to you, and they just touch your ear,
okay,
would you freak out?
No, man, what the fuck's your problem?
Yeah.
I'm going to HR.
Okay, imagine if you were in a snake's workhouse. Let's say you're in the night... Let's say you're at
a snake workhouse, like a sweatshop with snakes in it. Come on, you snakes, make those
sweaters. Quit headbutting those sweaters till they're complete.
Let's say you're out in the wilderness and you just feel something hit you. You're like, okay. What is it?
Okay, I would know. Okay, so you're saying that if I'm in the woods and I'm just kind of walking and a snake kind of goes down from a branch and headbutts me, yeah, I would freak out, but then I go, oh, you're a gutter snake. Smack, gone, move on with my life.
John, are you afraid of spiders?
Big ones, yes. But small ones, I love.
What do you mean you love them?
I love that. If I see a small spider in my house, I'll be like, oh, thanks for eating flies. And I move on. Like, big tarantulas freak me out. But tiny ones in my house, even the size, like, I would say a couple inches, I don't mind them. I go, do what you need to do. You're helping my house.
Are you afraid of spiders?
Spiders?
Spiders.
I'm afraid of sliders. From White Castle.
Sliders, yeah.
Terrifying.
Don't tell me you're not afraid of dumb things. You're probably afraid of dumb things, right?
What? You're jumping all over the
place. What kind of things are you afraid of, John?
Big spiders.
Other than these big spiders.
Giant heights.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, but I'm not afraid of tiny things. So I know proportion, so size, and science. So a garter snake has no effect on my life.
Are you saying you're not afraid of tiny heights?
No.
Like, if you climbed an 8-foot fence,
yeah,
you'd be fine.
I'd jump right down.
Mm. What if you had a...
What do you mean? You're yelling at my choices. I've done it before.
You jumped off an 8-foot fence, John?
Yes.
You would break your ankle.
Not if you do it right. You're
8 foot or less than a story, I wouldn't jump. I'd probably hang off the edge and then drop down.
Well, that's easy.
But that's what we're saying about the snakes. You can just hit them and you're fine. It's being cautious about it. If you're afraid of garter snakes, if they're coming towards you, if three garter snakes are approaching you and you're barefoot, that's not life or death.
You know
that's
what you do? Simple... That is you walk away.
Right.
Because they're this big.
They came into our campsite. I couldn't walk out.
There's multiple people.
They were swimming or something. I don't remember. It was like 3 years ago.
So what did you do?
I stood on my chair.
Oh. And what did they do? Did they not bother you and move on?
It looked like one was trying to have sex with the other one, and the other one kept, like, cock-blocking them. Because, like, they're, like, one was, like, over top the other one, and it was, like, kind of, like...
See, this almost makes me angrier, because you saw snakes interacting and, like, nature, and that wasn't cool to you?
It was fine, but then they started coming towards me, and I was like, you need to get your sex away from
me. They wanted you to get involved with their freaky snake sex.
Yeah, they were trying to say a picture's worth 1,000 words.
They're like, hey, we need someone to hold a video camera, man. Yeah. We have no
take
arms.
Take a picture, it'll last longer, asshole.
We tried holding a video camera with hitting it with our head, because that's
so
all
what
we
you
can
did
do.
Is three horny snakes came out of the woods, and you, the pervert, got a higher advantage to look at them having sex.
Freak.
I did tape it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I feel weird.
They're more afraid of you than that you are of them.
Put that stuff up on the line. Get some money.
No.
Put that on xvideos.com.
On snakesex.org.
It's funded by the government.
It's not a profit organization.
Non-profit. Snakesex.net.
Ooh, that's like a 96 website.
Yeah. What is the difference between net and com?
Net means you're not with the times.
Okay. I don't know why I was satisfied with that answer. But just, okay, let's go back before
this was the year of fears.
No, I meant, it's not just garter snakes, but those are the ones that I've seen in public. The other ones I saw like in zoos and stuff. And I can't.
You're afraid of snakes in zoos?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, God.
You headbutt the glass and break out.
They keep so many poisonous snakes just like a mil, like just a fraction
not
of an
a
inch.
Fraction.
Do you know how glass works?
Yeah, and sometimes glass just breaks for no reason.
No.
Glass doesn't just break
this
for no reason.
This is not an action movie. It doesn't just break.
Have you ever been anywhere by glass that just for no reason it just shatters?
Probably.
No. Haven't.
Probably.
You would have a clear example.
You would remember that distinctly. If that window there just shattered for no reason, that would stick in your memory as a thing that doesn't happen ever.
I would say one time a light bulb blew up.
That's different. It's science with electricity and like compression. Like, I feel like you don't know how animals work. Like, when animals are in a zoo, they're in captivity their whole life. That's all they know. That's like if when you were born, someone just put you in a room with one wall that was clear, and then you had to stay in that room your entire life. You would know that, no, I can't leave here. That's all you would know. That's what these animals do. That's their whole life, is to live in where one
In your scenario, Scott, you're thinking the snake had spent its whole life and then saw you come by one. You know what? Today's the day. Today's the day I smash that fucking glass with my head and go up and then headbutt that kid right there. Right in his shin. Here I go. Come on, snake brothers. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Shatter.
Yeah, they're not zombies. Thunk, they don't thunk, care thunk, about you. Yeah, and also I'm guessing the trainers probably drain their venom for experiments. Like, there's all weird shit they do at the zoo.
See, I think also John has a different view of what happens at the zoos as well.
I just think of barbaric things that happen.
They drain animals with their fluids to do experiments.
You can't prove me wrong. I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, yeah. That's true. That's all.
They just spray them with hoses for no reason. And that's why they rose.
That's right.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Is why, exactly.
Is that why they live in a desert in the movie?
No, you're talking about that other
timeline. Yeah. Because they don't like water.
What?
Right? They're in a desert.
That's because that's the only sex they had in the 1970s.
Yeah, that's because it was cheap to film in the desert. Yeah.
No, because they stay away from the water because they hate the water.
No, but they still need water. No. We're talking about logistics.
Actually, in Planet of the Apes, they crash in a lake. The spaceship.
Never saw it.
Well, then. Don't pretend like you did. He crashes in a lake. There's water everywhere. And then he swims to the shore, and then the apes find him. On horses.
How come the apes evolved, but the horses didn't?
You sound like every creationist in the entire world.
I don't know. There's probably a planet of centaurs somewhere.
Well, it just feels like, because horses have been in farms a lot longer than monkeys have been in zoos, right?
Okay, because horses have always been tamed, but there are wild horses. There's a song, there's a band. Like, they do exist.
Oh, that's actually why, because they've been domesticated.
Yeah, they've been domesticated.
Oh, because they have a band.
If we had domesticated apes, then we should
have. Just like we didn't domesticate all wolves, so there's still wolves, but then there's dogs because we domesticated some wolves. That's the point of evolution.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of car names. Because
like Mustang?
Yeah, because like you have a Mustang. What is it, a Chevy Ford Mustang?
No, here's what it's like to talk to you, Scott.
What kind of Mustang is it?
This is what it's like to talk to you. Where, hey John, you wanna get pizza after this?
Yeah.
You like deep dish?
I do.
Yeah, you want like some pepperoni and
stuff? Oh, whatever you want, like, man.
And then Scott will say, hey guys, the Democratic Party, are they really in favor of flag burning? We weren't talking about that, Scott. That was not what we were talking about at all.
I don't know what the Democratic Party is.
I was just thinking of a totally random thing, Scott. That's
I don't talk about politics, John. You know this.
I'm...
John.
Fuck! And I believe I introduced myself as Jeff anyway, so... Let's go be your notebook there. What do you got?
Drums.
What's the year 2015?
Variety? Is that what I said?
Yep. Yeah.
Variety.
So you're going to mix things up?
Yeah, I went to a Mexican restaurant and I ordered a burrito instead of tostadas.
Wait, you only get tostadas?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's really good.
You consider going to a Mexican restaurant and ordering a burrito variety?
You have a...
Wow.
You have a
on the edge.
Now, I will say, Scott and my wife have similar personalities and traits. They do.
Beards,
and so,
beards mostly.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if that was an insult towards her or me.
Towards everybody.
Well, that's you.
Everybody.
That's clearly her. And so, but here's the thing. When we go to a Mexican restaurant, I always order something different because I like different stuff. But she only always orders a chimichanga. Even if like she's debating something else, she's like, I should get fajitas. I'm like, then get fajitas. She always goes back to a chimichanga. Yeah. And are you the same way?
Yeah.
You want something else?
But I want no. Because if I go to a restaurant, I'm like, this is good, and I try other things. I'm like, no, this is good. I'll stick with this. So that way, every time I go to the restaurant,
you're afraid of risking the money and the
fun.
Yeah. And that's the thing is I realized this recently with my wife because she's the same way. Like they don't have that part of their brain. Then when they went, oh well, it's $8. That doesn't right. That doesn't register with you. All it is you're focused on. Well, I'm wasting this and I'm not going
to
have as much fun.
I don't know the next time I'm going to come to the restaurant.
But see, you're automatically thinking of the worst scenario. Not that this burrito might be the best thing I ever had. You're thinking. I'm wasting $8. I'm not going to have as much fun, and I could have got the tostados, right?
And tostadas.
Sorry, I made it male. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I ordered a burrito, yeah. And it wasn't that good.
But it wasn't terrible.
See? Uh-oh. People are awed.
But it wasn't terrible, though, right?
Yeah, it was fine.
But yeah, burritos are simple. I think you should get a variety and do, like, fajitas or do, like, a weird burrito or, like, a different type of taco.
What lesson did you learn from this?
Don't switch things up.
No, that's the wrong lesson.
Yeah. What was the lesson I learned?
I think you played it safe. Was it just, like, a beef burrito?
No, it's chicken.
Any kind of weird sauce?
It had, like, a cheese sauce inside.
But what's so you tried that? Something different, and it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't life-changingly different.
Yeah.
But that's life.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Why would you do things on purpose that you won't like?
Because sometimes it is something
new. It is amazing.
It's amazing, and it's cool, and something new. Yeah. But not every time.
Because that's what this type of personality is, and because you'll try, like, weird different video games, right? If you think it looks cool.
Yeah.
But you'll risk it, and you'll pay $60.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, but you'll
the only times I pay $60 for a video game if I know it's going
to
be good.
But you don't. That's the whole thing, is that you assume it's going to be good and you're taking a chance. So if you pre-order something and you get it and it sucks, but if you pre-order it not knowing and you get it and it's good, isn't that a cool feeling?
Sometimes.
But yes, sometimes, but we're saying there's still times where it's an awesome feeling,
sure.
Right?
I usually wait until it gets cheaper.
Okay, but still, you still make the choice to get it, and there's still a chance it could suck.
Yeah.
But doesn't that feel good when you take a chance and it's good?
I don't think about it. I just say, this is a fun game. That was worth
$20. Yeah, but that's the problem with this personality type, is you focus so much on the negative that when you get the positives, you don't do that extreme. You just go, well, I expected it to be good.
Another variety thing I did, on Monday mornings, we have a production meeting. And each person has to bring in, like, treats, and we switch off. And I've been the last, like, 3 or 4 years, I always go to get bagels.
Okay.
I almost pronounced it wrong. But I get those, and then it was my turn to go, like, 2 weeks ago, and I bought donuts, mm-hmm. and everyone was mad at me because they expected bagels.
So they got donuts instead?
Yeah.
All right. I'd be okay with that.
I took half of them home because they didn't eat them.
That's on them.
Yeah.
Okay, no. It's 50-50. Because 50% is your fault because you always got the same thing, which gave them the impression that you will always do bagels. And then 50% is their fault because they're dicks. Because they got donuts.
Yeah.
That's a good deal for me.
Bagels are good. Better. I like bagels better.
Well, then why do you like donuts?
But that's
because I was trying to variety it up.
He was trying to variety it up.
2015 is stupid.
But no, Scott. But Scott, you did nothing wrong. But here's the thing. You did nothing wrong. All you did was subconsciously develop a pattern that you were always going to do bagels, and that was their assumption. You just try to do something different.
In that scenario, you should probably have gotten some bagels and some donuts.
I wasn't going to walk next door.
that was the only issue?
Yeah, well, I went to the grocery... Is this a bomb? It's not me, is it?
It's a beeping. All right.
Anyway. Well, thanks for bringing it to a halt, Michael.
Well, I don't know, that was going
to
drive me nuts.
Variety, though, I usually bring it to a screeching halt, and it was you this time.
It wasn't me, it was some small electronic device.
I was pretending it didn't exist.
You can edit this out later. What? Is it us? Is it like up in the voice booth? Is it our... John is doing a horse whisperer thing.
What is it?
No, I think it's that
way. John's looking for it?
It was you! That has to be the worst feeling. The whole while you were thinking, what asshole's phone's going off? That asshole.
So embarrassed.
Whoever he was.
Time to take your birth control pill.
See, now I know why people never sit in the front row. We're gonna call him out, John says.
No, I didn't say anything.
He called himself out for like 10 minutes there. The beeper.
I'm already angry because like I basically gave you like $400 worth of therapy, and you just
$400.
I really did.
When?
Like 10 minutes ago, when I like had a whole breakthrough about what's going on. 400's
a little steep, but yeah.
10 minutes ago. Shit, yeah, maybe. Oh, I'll just do it later.
No, but I think the variety is good because you will have positive results. Just because certain people react, but it's not about them, it's about you. You choosing to get donuts and bagels is a good thing because you're picking variety.
Also, I have this goes back to this. I haven't had any drinks yet this year.
Okay.
And that means I'm doing one of these podcasts sober.
Okay.
How fun is this so far?
It's great for me, but
I'll write that as a positive.
How is it for you?
No, how's it for you? It's about you.
I don't know. I don't listen to like half of this when I'm doing this. I listen to it later.
You're here right now. You're listening right now.
I know, but I don't remember what we were talking about. Snakes?
Are you
planes?
No.
Snakes on the plane, Michael. Shit.
No, our question right now is it going for you right at this moment? How do you feel as a human being?
I'm remembering all these ideas I wanted to talk about. Live journal. Remember live journal, Mike?
No.
No? Okay. Snakes.
The words I never used it.
On a plane.
Do you have any other plans for variety that you know you're going to do
Hold on.
Year?
I'm writing a plane. Okay. What?
Do you know what you're going to do on purpose this year so far that you're going to make?
I think I've done it already. I did two things. Instead of bagels, I bought donuts.
Mike, we're 3 weeks into the year.
All right, so now every month we have to make him go to a Mexican restaurant and order something different until he gets something he enjoys as much or kind of as much as tostadas.
And then to another restaurant. You have a whole year.
Oh, my God.
You can get enchiladas, tostitos.
You gave us. You obviously told us this because you want to do this. So we're going to offer variety throughout the year.
Yeah. Have you had a pepper jack burrito from Caliente and De Pier?
Last time I went to Caliente, it sucked.
You're right. Let's just give up on everything.
Okay.
Why? But just because you don't know what happened that night. The chef could have been off that night. The waitress could have sucked.
I find it funny how John
Are you having a stroke?
No, I know.
Do there we need to
good,
call?
I'm guessing there's a good point within this. He just has to find it.
No, I'm just trying to think of examples. Because you are one of the people who's like, I know you're okay. Of all the people I'm trying to word it, John, so it makes sense.
Yeah, we're here. We're
Of all the people I know, you are probably the most likely to have a bad experience and refuse to go back to any place.
No, he says he won't. He goes back.
Does he?
Yes.
John is a verbal fellow. He enjoys to verbally complain about everything.
See, I wish Mike was every friend on Facebook because they would get me. Because I complain about things or I say a joke. It's not so you can be literal to me. It's just a joke. Like I had a joke about tea last night. I was just being like joking around.
Okay.
And three people answered literally.
What was the joke?
I will help you. And I was like, my wife says I need to stop wasting money, but I'm just a man trying to keep trying tea and I keep failing. Just being like a weird joke, and it wasn't the best joke, but I was just trying to say that my wife was yelling at me for buying a bunch of tea stuff and I throw it away because I don't drink it.
What?
I don't like it.
I'll take it.
That's not the joke. But you're being the same way.
Okay.
And it was just a silly joke for a couple of people to like, and then I can go to bed. But like three people literally answered and goes, I'll help you out. Let me know what tea you want. That's not the fucking point of the post. I just was talking about a silly thing about tea. That's all I wanted.
What kind of response were you hoping for?
A couple of likes and maybe a chuckle, and people went to bed. I didn't expect anything. But people answer really literally on Facebook because I think they aren't around enough funny people. So if they see something that they kind of think is a joke but they think is real, they have to comment like it's literal.
I have like 7 boxes of tea in my desk at work. I buy
like brewed? I mean, it's already done.
No, it's like tea bags.
No, but I will say, Mike's right, is that I will complain about something, but I'll still go back. Like, I will verbally say something more for a joke or a reaction or something for someone to think about, but I might go back. I'm not going to swear something off.
Okay, question. I went to a restaurant three times, and all 3 times are bad. Should I keep going back?
No, I would say it's a pattern.
I got diarrhea from a hamburger.
Okay.
The second one, they forgot my food.
Okay.
And the third time, the chicken I ate was raw.
Okay, that was Applebee's.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to back up to the forgot your food. Well, so they forgot, and then what happened?
They, it's in the kitchen, and then 15 minutes later they came out with it. Oh, so they probably forgot it, and they're like, put it on.
Scott, okay, I think there's also
I
levels to restaurants.
Gotten poisoned.
Okay, you could have, because you went to Applebee's three times and you expected the same result. That's different.
No, I did not expect the same result.
Why didn't you? It's Applebee's. Have you not seen Waiting the movie? We all know we shouldn't go to chain restaurants. Caliente is a local restaurant, a local Mexican restaurant that you can give another chance to support local stuff.
They're
Applebee's,
also a sponsor of this podcast.
Are they?
Yes, they are. They've given us a lot of money. We're drinking straight margaritas from Caliente's.
We probably should have told you, John and I have been pursuing sponsors for your podcast. We've been making major
money. Oh, yeah. We've got Caliente, Fleshlight, and the KKK.
Yeah, they gave us a lot more money than you'd think. For us not doing much racist stuff.
I know.
They think they want
all they
have
to do is wear these white robes.
Do you think everything they do is white collar crimes? Because they wear white clothes? Is that a bad joke?
It's not a terrible joke.
I think it's also...
I would say if you go back to that joke a couple times, it doesn't work to not go...
I'm not going to do it again. You can have it.
Oh, you missed the totally fucking amazing comeback I had.
What comeback?
Oh, my God.
Come back to it.
No, I can't... Not to explain it.
Fine.
You said, is that a terrible joke? And I said, only if you go back two more times and it's still a terrible joke, then never go back to that joke again, like your restaurant with Applebee's.
Oh, I thought he was saying there's three Ks in the name.
In general, I don't think KKK gets a big laugh in general.
No.
Yeah. No.
Just like now.
What's next, Scott?
I don't know.
Drums?
But what we're saying in summation is that you should keep doing more variety or give a place a second chance. Even if two times doesn't work, don't go back. But I think one bad experience shouldn't ban a place forever. Because someone could have an off night, the cook be having an off night, they're busy, the waitress is new, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, what if someone came here on an off night that you were doing Comedy City and never came back? Wouldn't you be angry? Wouldn't you be like, you should have gave me another chance. I'm funny.
I see people all the time I don't recognize. I don't know this person.
What, that has nothing...
He's like, yeah, I'm laughing now, but he might come home and, like, beat his dog or something.
What?
I don't...
What does that have to do with... Scott, what the fuck does that have to do with anything I just said up to that point? I was proving a point.
I mean, you're right. Maybe he does, but
let's ignore the fucking dog beater who viciously kicks his beagle puppies.
Serial animal abuser.
But,
you can tell by the little bang he has,
yeah,
and he just
tell.
Goes, you're fucking going down, beagle pup.
Yeah, he just drank some more beer, get himself warmed up, getting himself nice and drunk and angry. I'm gonna beat myself a dog tonight.
Oh, you don't want to eat the inside of your Kong? Well, eat the inside of my fist, bitch.
And I mean bitch literally.
But what does that have to do with what the point I brought up?
I already forgot. Yeah. I think it was the fact that even people that like, come here and have a good time, I don't know if they come back.
So you're saying either way. So you're looking at negative again.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
So you're saying even if they have a good time and they don't come back, you're like, it's just the same.
So we consistently get audiences here.
Yeah.
Are you assuming they're always just this
never
fresh new people and they never come back? That's not. We don't have that big of a. This has been around for like 27 years. We don't have that big of a population here. Like we've gone through all the whole.
Scott, would you realize that these people have probably been here the last three podcasts?
Have they?
You have.
He has.
You have regular fans. You've now just alienated them all by saying...
I have face blindness. That's, is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Yeah, see?
It is a thing.
I have a thing.
Don't,
it's not
don't
a thing
help
just because
him.
Brad Pitt says
no,
it.
No, don't help
just
him.
Like, I say it because Dan Harmon says it. Big difference.
That's true. All right, what's next?
But no, I don't recognize people's faces.
No, and that's fine. No, my point was that I was relating it to the point that you're saying, say if you see somebody who's not having a good time,
uh-huh.
Don't you want them to come back again so you can prove them wrong?
Not really.
That lies the problem of him. But don't you think that would affect a waitress or somebody else? That like, don't you think a restaurant wants your business to try again to hopefully be a loyal customer?
But if I...
Applebee's, don't... It's done. Don't go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
I haven't been there for 5 years. It's a choice. Like, they've never done anything wrong to me, but I went, you know what? There's a million better places to get food.
Yeah. I went because I didn't have to pay for it. and they had gift cards.
Okay. I get it.
Anyways, what was it?
You know what you should do if you have to go back again? Stick with appetizers, simple drinks, that type of stuff, so you don't have to deal with your meat being weird.
This is good advice in general.
It's true.
And I was just laughing because the shadow of this microphone looks kind of like a dick. This part of
the microphone kind of looks like a dick.
Yeah. This part is the end.
Yes. That's what a dick
is. Is that
looks
how
like
you masturbate? Do you like swirl just your finger around?
It, just around it. It's like how you when you play on the in the glasses and it makes moon noise, like a humming noise.
Does yours make that noise?
I wish.
That'd be terrible.
Yes. Question, John.
Yes. Scott.
Did you ever have a live journal?
No.
Damn it.
I forgot what. You know what? I might have had a live journal in college. This would have been 2005. I had some sort of website I had a blog on.
Mikey, have you ever made a blog?
I used the MySpace for a little bit. I had a blog on there.
I think
because
I through MySpace.
In the past week, a lot of stuff happened, but I started going back and rereading old like live journal entries.
That's not good, is it?
A lot of these are really bad. They're so funny. I was going to print them off and then just like read certain parts.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Next time, we can all read
Let's
parts.
Do a live journal episode or okay. old
yeah.
blog post. Mine was just my...
Because I said... I found the journal when I watched that movie.
Yeah.
And the whole entry was basically, snakes on a plane were like garbage on a DVD. And that was how I thought it was. Things were funny about 10 years ago.
Mine were mostly like drunk, alone... Before I was confident, just rambling.
No, that's like 90% of mine. Just getting angry and saying how much I hate the world. That's me in college, John.
What's changed?
I'm not in college.
Oh. It's a good joke.
Snakes on it's funny because it's true, right, John?
Don't write on me.
What does a Fitbit do? Does it count your sleep?
Yes.
It counts your sleep.
All right. You said... If it counts your steps, which through my work I can...
How do you
points.
Know? How does it know?
It just does.
So right now if you're walking, it's like you're walking, not just shaking your hands.
All
right,
watch. I'll start doing some steps and you can probably watch it increase. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. But couldn't you just like do this, the same motion with your arms?
Scott, watch.
So how many miles do you walk when you masturbate?
None.
Put it on your other arm.
I haven't tried that yet.
Do it. See how many calories
now?
It burns. No. Like when you get home.
No, it's all about your steps. It has nothing to do with your... I mean,
how does it know?
I don't. It's got a couple sensors here, up and bottom. It just determines when your body's moving, and it just says... I don't know how it works. It just does.
Because I have a Nintendo 3DS, and it has... You walk... It has, like, steps on it, so it's like a walk-onometer.
Okay.
And,
up and down.
Yeah.
Walk-onometer.
And you get like little coins you can spend on little things in games and stuff. And if sometimes I forget to put it in my pocket during the day,
okay.
I'll just go home and play video games and I'll stick it in my sock and just shake my foot. And then it thinks I walked. Like,
well, yeah, that's what I used to do with my pedometer. I would put it on my ankle because I have restless leg syndrome. But now, if anything, the Fitbit makes me more active because I can't fake it anymore. I have to do the steps.
Yeah, but how is it so smart? I don't get it, John.
I don't... Technology, whatever they put in here that are sensors...
Didn't you say it like it tells you how long you sleep?
Yeah.
How?
Scott, I literally have no idea, but it does.
And you trust it on your hand?
Yes.
Something told me how often it... Like a computer said, this is how long you slept, Scott.
We have phones in our pockets where we have no idea how it works. The things go up to a satellite and they come back down and we're like, how does that happen? I have no fucking clue and it probably gave me cancer, but I don't care.
Even my phone doesn't say, Scott, you've been eating for 7 minutes.
Why would anyone tell you how long you've been eating?
Does that tell you that how long you've been eating?
No.
Okay.
Why does it matter how long you eat?
You could be eating a salad for 20 minutes. It's not a good or bad thing.
Yeah.
Why long does it take you to eat salad?
No, the point being, the length of time to eat something doesn't matter.
It takes like a minute to eat a salad.
Wow.
Like a whole plate of salad. You just stab it all, John.
You should enjoy your salad.
No, sometimes my salad is my meal and I want to actually enjoy it.
You stab it all. You can get a lot of salad on a fork.
No, but there's no rush to get through a salad.
Like in my salads, I have like bacon bits and dressing and cheese and
chicken
mushrooms and peppers
really
kind of and onions.
Stretching the definition of salad, but yeah, it's,
those
are all salad ingredients.
They are, yes, they're on
but
a salad.
But you
want
to get them on your salad. Sometimes you have to scoop with your stabbing.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying. Foods are so fast to eat, John. You can eat food so fast.
That might be the problem. You're not supposed to rush through your food. That's why your metabolism gets affected.
I rush through bad things. I tried to rush through bad things.
Salads are bad things?
No, those are good. But you like them so much, you eat them. Like, I want more in my mouth. It's just like anything, John. You say, I'm going to take a bite of pizza, or I'm going to take a bite of a whole piece of pizza. You get more of it in your mouth, John.
So when it comes to pussy, do you like taking your time or eating it fast?
I can't control that, John. I don't know what that meant.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, music. Clap, 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 clap. Clap, clap. Clap, clap. Clap. Play a song quick so it's not awkward to me standing here. Put the lights down, too. Telephone.